Welcome to History Impact. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment. It is appreciated by our small team here. In today's episode, we will dive into the incredible history of Kung Fu, a martial art that is as much about philosophy and discipline as it is about combat. You may think of Kung Fu as high-flying kicks, Shaolin monks, or Bruce Lee's lightning-fast punches. But the story of Kung Fu goes way deeper. It's a story of ancient warriors, monks seeking enlightenment, and a tradition that has shaped not just martial arts, but global culture itself. In today's episode, we will be exploring the origins and how this unique martial art transcended culture and martial ability. Let's rewind thousands of years to the very beginnings of Kung Fu. Before it became a sophisticated martial art, it was simply about survival. Ancient Chinese civilizations studied animals and their movements, looking for ways to fight and defend themselves more effectively. You can picture early warriors imitating the strength of a tiger or the agility of a crane. Over time, these observations became structured techniques. By the time we hit the Xia and the Shang dynasties, which is roughly 4,000 years ago, we see organized military training appearing. Warriors learn wrestling, archery, and hand-to-hand combat. The Zhou dynasty took things up a notch, formalizing training methods for soldiers. This was the beginning of martial arts as a discipline, no longer just about survival, but about strategy, skill, and mastery. Now, we can't talk about Kung Fu without talking about philosophy. Kung Fu isn't just about fighting, it's about balance, discipline, and understanding oneself. And for that, we have to look at Taoism and Confucianism. Taoism, which emphasizes living in harmony with nature, introduced the idea of qi, your internal energy. This led to development of soft, flowing martial arts like Tai Chi. Meanwhile, Confucianism, which focuses on respect and discipline, made Kung Fu about more than just combat. It became a way of self-improvement. This is why Kung Fu schools don't just teach you how to punch and kick, but also how to cultivate patience, wisdom, and honor. Now, if there's one place that's synonymous with Kung Fu, it's the Shaolin Temple. And that story starts in the 5th century CE with a Buddhist monk named Bodhidharma. Legend has it that he traveled from India to China, bringing with him the foundations of Zen Buddhism. But when he got to the Shaolin monastery, he found that the monks were too physically weak for the rigorous meditation required to reach enlightenment. His solution? Kung Fu. Bodhidharma developed a set of exercises called the Yi Jin Jing, which focused on physical conditioning and breath control. Over time, these exercises evolved into a powerful combat system. And so, the Shaolin monks, who were originally peaceful scholars, became some of the most skilled fighters in history. Fast forward to the Ming Dynasty, and Kung Fu is thriving. We see a massive expansion of styles, many of which still exist today. This is the era where martial art texts were written, documenting techniques and training methods. It was also a time when martial artists started teaching outside of military circles, bringing Kung Fu to the common people. But things took a turn during the Qing Dynasty. The ruling Manchu government feared that martial arts could lead to rebellion, so they banned weapons and cracked down on martial artists. This led to the rise of secret societies and hidden training. This period gave birth to some of the most famous styles we know today, including Hunga and Wing Chun, styles that were designed to be practical, efficient, and lethal. By the late 19th century, China was in chaos. Foreign invasions, internal rebellions, and the now infamous Boxer Rebellion. This was a time when Kung Fu wasn't just about tradition, it was about survival. Martial artists fought against colonial forces, believing that their Kung Fu skills made them invincible, even against bullets. By the early 20th century, things are changing again. The Chinese government starts promoting martial arts on a national scale, branding it as Gao Shu, or national art. But then came the communist era, and traditional Kung Fu faced suppression. The Cultural Revolution saw many masters being persecuted, and the government pushed a more performance-based version of Kung Fu, what we now know as Wushu. Now, if there's one man who single-handedly put Kung Fu on the global stage, it's Bruce Lee. In the 1970s, his film broke barriers, bringing Chinese martial arts to Western audiences in a way that had never been done before. Enter the Dragon, The Way of the Dragon, these movies didn't just entertain, they changed the way people saw martial arts. And it wasn't just Bruce Lee. The Hong Kong film industry exploded, giving us legends like Jackie Chan, Jet Li, and Donnie Yen. Kung Fu went from being a Chinese tradition to a worldwide phenomenon. It influenced everything. Hollywood, video games, even modern mixed martial arts. So where does Kung Fu stand today? Well, it's alive and well, but it's evolving. Traditional schools still teach authentic styles, while Wushu has become an Olympic sport, focusing on acrobatics and performance. Meanwhile, MMA and reality-based self-defense systems have challenged the effectiveness of traditional Kung Fu in real combat. Some argue that Kung Fu needs to adapt, while others believe in preserving its deep-rooted traditions. One thing is certain, Kung Fu is more than just a fighting system. It's a cultural treasure, a philosophy, and an art form that continues to inspire people around the world. Whether practiced for self-defense, fitness, or personal growth, Kung Fu remains one of the most profound martial arts ever created.